Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is April 24th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Direct ID partners with FaceIT to promote financial inclusion. UK-based open banking solutions provider Direct ID has partnered with alternative lending platform FaceIT to help new-to-UK clients access credit. KPMG partners with Mindbridge. Audit and advisory service provider KPMG has partnered with Mindbridge in order to bring AI-based services into KPMG member firms' digital audits worldwide. Viva Wallet and Elo embed all payments into Elo mobile Android devices. Neobank Viva Wallet has partnered with Elo to enable merchants to accept chip and PIN and tap on phone contactless payments with one device. Deco launches new version of its flagship product for checkout finance. UK-based BNPL platform Deco has launched a new iteration of its fully managed, end-to-end checkout finance solution, available in the UK. Rakuten Viber brings money transfer service to Cyprus. Calling and messaging app Rakuten Viber has announced the gradual launch of Viber Pay, its real-time account-to-account, a two-way, money transfer service, in Cyprus. US Bank, Elavon offer payment solutions for CRA. Payment processors U. IDEX Biometrics partners with Pwn Biometrics. Norway-based IDEX Biometrics has partnered with cybertech company Pwn Biometrics to provide biometric sensor modules for digital authentication. Cryptomathic partners with FIdentity. Secure server solution provider Cryptomathic has partnered with FIdentity to offer automated identity verification for remotely qualified e-signing across the EU. KuCoin's Twitter account briefly compromised by hackers. The Twitter account of Seychelles-based cryptocurrency exchange KuCoin has been briefly compromised, which resulted in a US$22,628 loss. Truecaller launches fraud protection feature. Caller identification platform Truecaller has announced the launch of its AI-based SMS protection tool, currently available to all Android users in India. Arcos Labs adds advanced phishing protection to Arcos Bot Manager. US-based fraud prevention company Arcos Labs has announced that its bot manager platform detects and alerts against reverse proxy phishing attacks on customer websites. Bisonai partners with Polygon Supernet. Singapore-based Bisonai has partnered with Polygon Supernet to offer a scalable and customizable Web3 infrastructure to businesses. Russia considers using digital assets for cross-border payments. The Parliament of Russia has published a draft law that considers using digital assets for cross-border payments in a bid to overcome sanctions. Ing issues new Australian bank cards made of plastic debris. Reducing, reusing and recycling materials is an important way to tackle climate change, biodiversity loss, waste, and pollution. Fraud dents trust in digital payments in Nigeria. According to the Kaspersky Digital Payment Survey, 37% of respondents from Nigeria experienced financial losses associated with threats when using online banking and mobile wallet services. Delta Capita buys SETL Capital Markets business. Delta Capita is setting up a distributed ledger venture, acquiring the capital markets business of blockchain firm SETL and signing up Montis Group as an anchor client and minority investor. Fix adds digital token identifier to protocol. The digital token identifier, DTI, ISO standard has now been added to the Financial Information Exchange, FIX, protocol. The industry standard messaging protocol used in electronic communication between banks, asset managers, exchanges, vendors and regulators. Financial watchdog puts banks on alert over money laundering via the post office. The UK's Financial Conduct Authority has outlined measures to reduce the risk of money laundering via the post office, as more banks quit the high street and hand over the handling of cash services to the postal service. Barclays appoints Kirsty Everett from HSBC as Chief Compliance Officer. Barclays announces the appointment of Kirsty Everett as Chief Compliance Officer and a member of the Group Executive Committee, subject to regulatory approval. Finley partners with ICBA. Payment management platform Finley has announced its partnership with the Independent Community Bankers of America to offer its services to small businesses. Praxis Tech extends partnership with Soft Gamings. Cyprus-based fintech Praxis Tech has enabled game developer Soft Gamings to equip its operators with merchant-initiated transaction, MIT, and other new features. Bottomline integrates with Trellix XDR. Fintech provider Bottomline has announced the technical integration of its user monitoring solution Record and Replay with threat detection and response platform Trellix XDR. Russia's digital ruble will be able to interact with other CBDCs. The Bank of Russia has revealed that the digital ruble platform will support interactions with other central bank digital currencies, CBDCs. ACI Worldwide and Magic Cube to deliver tap to pay to midsize and large retailers. ACI Worldwide, NASDAQ. ACIW, a global leader in mission critical, real-time payments, has teamed up with Magic Cube, the creator of iAccept, to deliver secure and seamless contactless payments on commercial off-the-shelf COTS, smartphones and tablets using tap to pay with or without PIN. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.